Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. I want to mention here the opening prayer to get you situated in a sense. Let your mind rest and hear this. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. Bring yourself to him right now. And then let's take a look at the readings for this Sunday and ask, what does the Lord want of me from these readings? What is he asking of me? The first reading is from Prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord. I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot deny it. I cannot endure it. Brothers and sisters, here's the great prophet Jeremiah. He doesn't want to say what God is telling him to say. He's resisting. But the Lord keeps after him, and fortunately, he keeps his heart open to the Lord. But it's a struggle. He says it becomes like fire burning in my heart. I can't be quiet. I need to say it. And then Psalm 63 tells us, my soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. You are my God whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth parched, lifeless and without water. Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, for your kindness is a greater good than life. Your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify you. Thus will I bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. As with the riches of a banquet shall my soul be satisfied, and with exultant lips my mouth shall praise you. You are my help. In the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you. Your right hand upholds me. Brothers and sisters, listen to those last words. You are my help. In the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. Not, oh, good, God will maybe give me 10 brownie points now. God, I did this for you. No, you are my help. God is using us to extend the proclamation of his word and the power of his love. Please, let us not end up like the prophet Jeremiah here. You get so tired. It's hard. It is. But, oh, brothers and sisters, he says, I can't endure it. I have to speak it. I don't want to. I don't want to tell people what God's telling them to do. I just want to go off in a place and be by myself. It was a hard time. I grow weary holding it in. That's what he tells us. Brothers and sisters, aren't there passages in Scripture that touch you? Aren't there passages in Scripture that you say, my goodness, I've read that 10 times and I don't think I really see what it says. And you're inspired and drawn closer to the Lord. He will uphold us. He will help us. He will guide us. But we've got to allow him to do that. Open your heart. Not for whether I should open this door or that door. That's not what I'm talking about. but in the study of Scripture, what should I pay attention to today? What's most important to you? What would be most helpful for the people I will meet today? How can I serve you? How can I love you more, Lord God? Help me. And he will. Paul, to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, says this, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age. Oh, stop right there. Do not conform yourselves to this age. It's hard, brothers and sisters, but if you're a true Catholic, you don't hide it. I don't mean you have to go out and preach about it on the streets right now, but maybe the time will come when we will need to do that. But right now, it's to take that word into your soul and live by it, verse by verse. Take it slowly, verse by verse. Open your heart. Because God's word is a living word, and that word will work in you. It'll embellish what you think, or it'll strengthen, or it'll oppose what you think, and we need to repent and change. Whatever the case may be, let's open our hearts to God's word. Please, that he may use us for the building up of his kingdom that we're going to see one day. Every one of us, we will see him. Please, listen to his word. And then we have the Gospel of Matthew. This is chapter 16 of Matthew, verses 21 to 27. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me when you speak like this, when you have this kind of an attitude. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. We want to know the mind of the Lord as much as we can in this life. The scriptures are filled with a richness that I feel like I've only gotten through one level. I have a lot more to do, but the word of God is living and active. Remember the scripture saying that it's living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can cut into us and separate bone from marrow. I've had that happen twice in my life when I went, whoa, is that what it says? And it changes my life. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts. Just read something of the word every day. Doesn't matter. You don't have a deadline of when it has to be done. Just do it. Listen, because you will learn so much and he will help you. And the gospel continues. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself. It's hard. It is hard. Take up his cross. Whatever the circumstances in life are, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. To lose your life is to give your life over to God and say, Lord, I want your commandments. I want your word. I want to follow you as much as I can. That's what that means. And that's what we want to do. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and then forfeit his life? Even if you got the whole world, and then you stood before God, and God did not receive you into his kingdom. Think of that. Think of that. Or what can one give in exchange for his life? Jesus did that for us. for the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. Jesus knows it all. Where you have sinned, repent. Seek forgiveness. No matter how long it's been, go to confession, receive forgiveness. He loves you. He wants you to draw near to him. Brothers and sisters, it's not easy. It's not easy. But I want to encourage you. And I want to close this by reading to you a portion of what Catherine Doherty, who is listed as a servant of God now, she died in 1985. She was born in Russia, and she was the founder of Madonna House in Combermere, Ontario. And I want you to hear this. She says, "Oh, the depths of the riches of wisdom and of the knowledge of God. Today my heart stands in love and awe before these great words of St. Paul. The thought comes to me not to wonder that I love you, but to marvel that you love me. As the mystery of your love unfolds before me in the incarnation, the redemption, I realize more and more my utter nothingness. What am I? Just clay, dust. Yet through your love, I am godlike. I am a God-bearer. O Jesus, Lord and Master, I fall at your feet and adore you with all the love and the power of my soul. I am yours to do with as you please. Teach me to see your will in all events. Teach me as you have taught the bee to gather honey from flowers. Teach me to gather your pleasure in all things that befall me. Make me realize that far from being a source of misery, humiliation, persecution, gossip, revilement, and misunderstandings are but opportunities to share your passion, avenues of sacrifice and merit. I have made my choice. I want to be wherever you are. I want to follow you to the end. Yes, I know your end was Calvary. Your way was the way of cross. It will also be mine. I know that alone I cannot make it, for all comes from you, all goes through you, all leads to your glory. So humbly and simply I ask, take my hands and lead me." Think of that. She loved the Lord. She loved the Lord so deeply. And that love is available to all of us. You don't just say, "Oh, well, she was holy." No, God makes us holy. But he gave us free will. And you could choose not to hear him, not to follow him, not to follow his teaching. But if you choose to follow him, and when you repent when you fail, you will see him in glory. That's what he promises, brothers and sisters. It is you who have put the desire to follow you into my heart. It is you that I turn when the cross you have chosen for me seems too heavy. It is to you I look when bruised and bleeding I cannot walk anymore. Think of that. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.